On the night between September the 7th and the 8th, 2014, three Xaverian missionaries, Sister Olga Raschietti, Sister Lucia Pulici, and Sister Bernadetta Bojan, were raped and killed in Burundi, while one of the three was beheaded. Shortly after their deaths, the Xaverian missionaries of Mary issued a statement expressing gratitude to the women for giving their lives to the end, and to all those who sent messages of support and solidarity. The order said they were also praying for those who committed this senseless crime. Sister Olga Raschietti was born on August 22, 1931, in Montecchio Maggiore, a town in the North Italian province of Vicenza. She entered the Xaverian Missionaries of Mary at the age of 25. In September of 1968, she left for the Congo, then Zaire, where she spent almost the entirety of her missionary life, carrying out pastoral activities and catechesis in various parishes throughout the Uvira Diocese in South Kivu province. With faith and courage, Sister Olga lived through the wars that tore the nations of the African Great Lakes region. She was always surrounded by people, chatting with them in Swahili, talking about God and faith. With a walking stick, she always walked many kilometers searching for sick and broken-hearted people to share the good news. At Easter, she even brought an old man in a wheelchair to the parish to get baptized. Her community said Sister Olga loved meeting people, visiting the elderly and infirmed, and was often seen walking and praying the rosary around the mission compound. The day Sister Olga was killed, she had served as Eucharistic minister at the morning mass. Sister Lucia Pulici was born on September 8, 1939, in Desio, a town in the North Italian province of Milan. She became a missionary on October 23, 1960, at the age of 21, and in 1970, departed for Brazil. There she worked among the poor as nurse and obstetrician for 12 years, 8 of which were spent in the Amazon. In 1982, she was sent to the Congo, where she nursed and midwifed for 25 years. Sister Lucia helped deliver many babies into the world and many mamas into motherhood. In 2007, Sister Lucia was assigned to the Kamenge mission in Burundi, although age and poor health prohibited her from continuing her beloved profession. She chose to remain in the mission, offering what her sisters described as a presence of prayer and fraternity. Sister Lucia was killed the day before her 75th birthday. Sister Bernadetta Bojan was born on October 17, 1935, in Ospedaletto Euganeo, a village in the North Italian province of Padua. She became a missionary on October 7, 1961, at the age of 26. After years of preparation, she left for the Congo, then Zaire, in 1970, where she spent most of her life, dedicating herself to pastoral work and the promotion of women. Sister Bernadetta helped develop adult literacy programs and schools and training programs for women and girls. In 1978, she was called to Italy and appointed general counselor of the congregation. She returned to the Congo in 1997 and, like Sister Olga, endured difficult war years. In 2007, she was assigned to Kamenge. She participated fully in the mission there. They described her as a woman known for a welcoming smile, who possessed a simple and fraternal capacity of being with others, despite the barriers of culture and language. When she learned of the murder of the two first nuns, she simply said, "They are in paradise, for they have forgiven their executioners." She was not aware that she would be the next victim on the list of the criminals. Pray for us, dear martyrs of God. Teach us to have the strength and courage to go forth into the world, winning souls for the kingdom of God.